episode number 194, Confetti of Camaro.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And Jason, why don't you tell us what Confetti of Camaro means, since you came up with the name for the show?
Well, you know, it's just we got so many different things. It's like throwing little pieces of Camaro in the air like confetti, and there's just it all sprinkles down.
Yeah.
That's the best I can come up with.
Well, it's hard to come up with names for all these episodes, too.
Yeah, we do have to differentiate them.
Yeah. But
so that was it, because we got literally a cornucopia of Camaro crap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How's that for a name?
I'll give you a quick rundown here, actually. We're going to talk about Jordan Musser, and he's a member on the site, and if you're an old school member of CamaroZ20.com, you probably know who he is, but if you're new, you might not, and you need to. We got a really cool article by Mark Phelan we're going to cover briefly, talk a little bit about the Bumblebee package coming out. Two emails, one voicemail. We're going to give away a prize and talk about some events that are coming up this in the near future for Camaro.
Cool.
How's that? Quick and easy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how was your Vegas business trip?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got to get together with one of our longtime callers, Mr.
Bayer Z28.
Got to give a shout out to him.
Was he wearing his Dale Jr. Hat?
No, actually, he's wearing a Boston Red Sox hat.
Boston.
He's originally from like an hour south of Boston, Connecticut or something.
A Bostonian that makes moonshine. That's a combo.
He's thinking about moving to Vegas. That'd be cool.
You can't make a still in Vegas. And there's no trees to hide it under.
Well, there's
no outhouses to sleep in. When
this alcohol, this what's it called, absinthe or something?
Absinthe, yeah.
Is now legal here in the United States.
It is?
That's what they're telling me.
I heard it tastes like crap, but allegedly it's got interesting side effects.
Just like gas.
Because I drink gas a lot.
So you know if you ever try and siphon gas and you get a little in your mouth?
No.
That's what it tastes like.
No, not when, you know, I usually get my tick-ridden dog out of the truck and make him just go and go for help.
So I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Bear Z28 coming up here.
I'm laying it on thick, Bear. Sorry, buddy. I wish I could have been there to have a drink with you, old friend. And your sister, who is also your mother.
Oh, boy.
All right. Anyway, back to the Camaro stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that was cool. You got to hang out with him. You want to just lead right into the goods?
Yeah, let's just keep going here.
Jordan Musser.
Longtime member.
Jeez, he's old been around for 11 years of our 13-year existence, I believe.
At least.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. Well, Jordan is an interesting cat. He's got a really cool history because he started out, of all things, racing RC cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he went from standing there holding the controller to sitting in high-end go-karts. And he excelled in that. And in between just having a regular career and a job and everything as an engineer, he did some racing on the side. He was actually in the TV show on, I believe it was on Speed TV, called Setup,
mm-hmm.
Racing Solstices.
Solstice?
Is that what it is? And, you know, he's got an interesting name. He's been overseas doing training and everything, and now he got a phone call from the Momentum Race Group to lead the team driving Riley Technologies built 2010 Camaro GS race cars.
Yeah.
And
that should be something.
Yeah. And it's a pretty cool transformation to see somebody go from RC cars and a member on CamaroZ28.com to professional Coney. It's going to be in the 2009 Grand Am Coney Sports Car Challenge team. He's not only racing it, he's leading it. He's the team lead. And the car looks awesome. It was rendered by our another CamaroZ28.com member, Chris Horton.
Oh, yeah.
Who did the rendering. And we released the press release about Momentum, as well as the complete bio about Jordan right there on CamaroZ28.com. It's currently linked on the front page. You can't miss it. And we set up a Q&A thread in the 2010 news forum that, per Jordan's request. Anybody got any questions about him being the race driver or the car or whatever? That's the place. He's a regular guy just like everybody else, and start asking questions because he's got some cool answers, I'm sure.
Does he say when he starts?
This year. Looking at the article now. Dun, dun, dun. September 18th debut.
Huh.
They'll start testing the cars in August. Debut at Miller Motorsports Park September 18th.
Nice.
And this is Momentum is one of the first teams in the field to drive the new Riley Camaro. And this is what Jordan's been waiting for his whole life. This is what he's been working for ever since he started, you know, running RC cars around the little track there. We're going to be watching him. And he's going to be posting regular updates on the site. We're going to see a Camaro Z28.com logo on the side of his race cars.
Nice.
It's really cool. And Jordan's a very, very good friend of ours, and we really wish him the best of luck. And we'll probably have him on the show here in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think it's cool. Check out the bio and talk to Jordan on the forum. He's around. He's there all the time.
Cool.
He had a really nice Camaro, too, that he was running really fast times at the drag strip. He was like running similar times to what guys with power adders were that he wasn't, you know, running. So I think he's got the knack for it, and I think he's going to do great with the Momentum Racing Group this year. Can't wait.
Yeah. Cool stuff. I will make sure I post a link to that in the show notes.
Cool, cool. So
what else we got going on here? Oh, yes. One of my favorite writers for the Detroit Free Press.
I like him too.
Mark Phelan did a great job on the Camaro this week. Huge, huge section here. Modern Muscle, Camaro Rocks the World by Mark Phelan. This is just a great article. Great review on the 2010 Camaro. Hot Chevy outruns rivals in looks, value, fun. There's lots of good stuff in this. It's mostly what everybody else is saying about the Camaro. It's awesome. Great gas mileage. I like how he starts off his article by saying, please, to the powers above and in Washington and on Wall Street, do not condemn General Motors to fail. I have driven the 2010 Camaro, and I know one thing. This is not an automaker that deserves to die. That says it all right there. Great, fast, fuel efficient, great price, great handling. It's just overall a great article.
I've seen some reviews find faults in it, but they're so minor compared and just completely overshadowed by the great things, and they're trivial to some.
He gives the car 4 out of 4 stars, too. And I know he's not one to, I think, give his 4 stars easily.
He's not biased.
Right. He drives all sorts of cars for the Detroit Free Press here. So
I read that article. A friend of mine, actually, I don't read the newspaper because I'm a digital man.
Yeah,
I dig that. I'm gonna have to use that for a username somewhere. And but somebody handed that to me and says, "I thought you might be interested in this." I'm like, "Wow, Mark's got a new article," and I was very excited to read it. And I think he's spot on. Having driven the car myself, I think he's right.
Absolutely.
Anybody that says that GM deserves to die is only asking for less in their paycheck as well.
Yeah. If you want to see this article, you can go to freep.com, and it's the Thursday, May 21st edition.
I think they archive them after a while, and you can't see them, so get it while you can.
Yeah.
I'll try and grab a screenshot of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see what I can do.
That was cool.
I loved seeing a good review.
I was waiting for his review to come out, finally.
The picture, I hope they had that same picture that's there in print on the website. Blue, yellow, red, and silver Camaro all lined up.
Yeah.
God, that's hotter than... Well, yeah. It's just kick ass.
Yeah.
Tom Henry posted. You might have seen this around the internet.
And who's Tom Henry?
Tom Henry of Tom Henry Racing and Tom Henry Chevrolet, whom I've ordered my Camaro from, which has been built, that I better damn well be picking up soon. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know...
Wait.
Yeah. I'm going to wait and complain, just like everybody else. Just briefly announced that he was watching a telecast or something like that. I didn't even know there was one happening. That on June 1st, Chris, tell them what they can order.
They can order a Bumblebee Edition Camaro.
Now, why? What's the big deal about that?
I don't know. It's just yellow and hubcaps.
Oh, yellow and hubcaps. Yeah, that's what somebody said.
Center caps, not hubcaps.
Hubcaps. Not much. This is what one of our resident members said. Yeah, a very well-respected member, too.
That was funny.
Not much to jump on. A yellow SS with 1-inch wheel center caps, but it's still the Transformers edition,
right?
And people wanted it.
And I'm sure this is going perfectly with the movie that's coming out June 26th or whatever it is, the new Transformers movie. So then when I was in Vegas, the pyramid at Luxor was one giant advertisement for Transformers.
Robots in disguise, bitch.
So, yeah.
I'd like to see it. I'm sure it'll be cool. Yeah. You know, if people wanted limited edition things, well, there you go. There's one out of the gate. So don't gripe. I think I'm not much of a huge. I like Transformers. I like the movie. I'm looking forward to the new movie.
Oh, you know, GM's going to sell just a ton of these cars.
When I leased my Trailblazer SS just about 2 years ago, there was a really cool Bumblebee vinyl, heavy vinyl banner hanging on the wall, and I said, "I'm not signing this paper unless I get that." I got it.
Did you?
It's pretty huge. I think I texted it to you when I got it. Wow. It says, "I'm here to save the day," and it's got, you know. Anyway, I'll have to find it. I rolled it up and stuck it in a tube somewhere. I think it's cool. I can't wait to see one. I hope to see more limited edition things come out in the future.
Yeah.
We've had hints and everything, but we can't talk about that.
Right.
So, I guess this leads us to the emails and voice. Two emails, one voicemail,
yes.
Right? And this part of the show is, as always, brought to you by
Magnaflow at magnaflow.com. For all your exhaust needs, head over to magnaflow.com. We don't seem to have any more information.
So we keep repeating ourselves.
But, you know, if you've got any other car other than a Camaro, head over to magnaflow.com. You can put in the year, the make, model of your car, and check out all the exhausts they have. You can listen to sound clips.
Oh, wait. Didn't Bear Z28's buddy say something about Magnaflow?
Actually, Bear Z28 did. He said he heard it for the first time. I think he said when he was in Germany, and he just loved the sound.
Und so. Ja.
So he was going to look at Magnaflow.
All right. Well, there you go. I've heard Magnaflow. I think they sound pretty good, too.
They do.
We'd like to thank Magnaflow for sponsoring the CamaroZ20.com podcast.
Right. Okay. We got a couple emails and a voicemail here. Let me start off with one. This kind of slipped through the cracks. It came a couple weeks ago. I forgot to read it. And this one starts off as, "Hi, Chris and Jason. I'm Kai El Camino. Oh, I'm sorry. El Camaro on the board from Stuttgart, Germany."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Germany.
Veganesinen.
Whatever he said.
I listen to your podcast every week since day one, and I really like it. You guys do a great job. It's a perfect way to stay in touch with the latest Camaro news over here in Germany, and it's a great way for me to improve my English skills. I've learned a lot of new words, which they don't teach us at school, like bumper nuts.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding, he says.
Well, he did learn, didn't he?
I have a 4th-gen Z28, which is extremely rare in Germany. Stuttgart is like the motor city of Germany, with the headquarters of Porsche, Mercedes, and Bosch. Stuttgart is... I read that. It's especially fun to drive such a rare car here, where everybody pays so much attention to their cars. I have a lot of fun with my Camaro on the German Autobahn, chasing some Porsche or Mercedes guys. I hope the new 5th-gen Camaro will also officially be available in Germany like 4th-gen was. If you guys complain about your gas prices, I'll tell you what we pay over here. It's $6.32 per gallon, and it was $7.95 per gallon. That's just because our nice government, which let us pay so much tax per gallon. Thanks for a great podcast, Kai." Well, that was cool. We got someone over there in Germany listening to us.
I think that's pretty cool. Kai, can you send us some email, some photos of your car?
Yeah, that would be cool to see.
We'll post it in some show notes in the future.
Yeah.
And $8 a gallon for gas?
Whew. Wow.
There's got to be a trade-off in there somewhere. Yeah, for your sake, I hope there is. But it's really cool to listen to somebody from across the way there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Danke.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we got another one here, too.
Okay.
This one comes from William. He says, "Living in San Antonio... Really want to ask GM or let the Camaro Nation know, why is all the new Camaros coming through Texas going to Mexico? Majority of cars from the dealerships here are shipping all their allocations to Laredo to ship across the border. Must be nice to obtain the American dream before Americans can even get them." I was a little confused by this. Yeah, I don't think GM is sending...
Well, no, GM just sends to dealerships. Dealerships are sending
them.
Unless there's a dealership in Mexico that gets them.
I don't know.
Could very well be, but I don't think that they're purposely...
shipping them out of the country?
Yeah, we don't want Americans to have these cars.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, I don't know.
Anybody knows any information on why this is happening? I mean, I don't deny that it's happening, but I'm sure there's a reasonable...
explanation?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I don't think that they'd say, "Screw all of us Americans. Let's let, the dudes down in Mexico have them and so they can
What?
I don't know. So they can drive him around and say, hey, gringo, look at my Camaro. You know? That's my best Cheech Marin impression I've ever done, and it's horrible. So I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. If anybody else has any questions or comments or anything about international issues or otherwise, we'd like you to give us an email or even better, give us a voicemail, which we'll give to in a second. And here's how you can do that.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we have one lone voicemail this week.
Okay, SA.
Hey guys, 2010 SS Vert calling here from sunny Southern California. And I'm guessing I'm just about as far away from Oshawa as you can get, if not Detroit, and still be in the continental United States. And we do have Camaros out here as well. But anyway, dealer markup. I've been hearing that a lot on the podcast, and there's an easy way to deal with that. You just go in there and start asking lots of questions, filling out lots of paperwork, and then not buying cars. Eventually, they're going to get sick of it, and you just keep telling them, well, if you're going to charge markup, I'm not buying it. It's fun to do. It's really fun to piss off dealers like that. I did actually see a black Camaro, black wheels, black tinted out windows, but we were on the freeway and it was off the freeway, so it was kind of hard to go back and take a second look at it. Not sure if it was an actual black one or just someone making it look like one, but it was pretty cool to actually see it on the street like that. Kind of makes it more real than just sitting in the dealership. My dealer is giving away their V6 car that they got in. They're actually going to have a barbecue and have a raffle for it, so hopefully maybe I'll get a V6 car that way. Otherwise, it's end of summer probably until I get the money to save up and get the car I want. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wow. That was a loud hang up.
I think that's the loudest hang up we've ever had.
Oh, boy.
So I think his idea is actually kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
Especially when
imagine, let's just get a soldier of people and we'll spread out across the country. Just go in and start filling out paperwork and then leave.
Well, they got to know, A, that they're going to be marking it up, and B, they got to be prepared to buy it if they don't mark it up. Because then that'd be, you know, just terrible if they really wanted to do a fair deal. And then you say, piss on you. So I like how he casually says, it's fun to do.
Yeah.
I got an afternoon to kill.
I'll fill out some paperwork.
He's right, though. You know, the only reason why they do that is because they have incentive, the dealerships, to do that. So if nobody bought it, they wouldn't do it.
Right.
So don't do it. Refuse Camaro markups, baby.
Okay.
And that's the only voicemail we had?
Nope. So he's our winner.
He gets a prize.
He gets a prize. What does he get?
I don't know. I'll reach into the CamaroZ28.com prize vault back here, and I'll emerge with something. It'll be cool, and I'll send it to him. So 2010 SS Vert, I think, is his username.
Yep.
Send us an email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, with your shipping address and your t-shirt size, just in case I want to send you a t-shirt, and I'll get it out to you right away. And it's that simple.
Awesome.
So, you know, anybody else who wants to win a prize, all you got to do is call and leave us a voicemail, and you could be the big wiener, man.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy.
So, moving on here, real quick, events.
Yeah, there's a bunch of events going on. In fact, there's an event going on this weekend.
Right, well.
Right now.
A couple of days ago.
We're recording this.
Yeah, right, a couple of days ago, the Atlanta Gathering, which I regret I could not make, because that's such a cool event.
I know.
But we had one of our members be an ambassador, and if you were there, you might have received. I sent him down a couple cases of CamaroZ28.com diecast cars to give out. Yeah, so hopefully it was a great event, and really missed that event. Wish I could make it there. And then there's one May 30th,
next Saturday,
the Michigan F Body meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be pretty cool. At
Bakers of Milford.
Yep.
Milford, Michigan.
All the information can be found at, I think it's mifbody.com/meet greet.
Something like that.
Google search that. Yeah. And Meissen, the guy that runs that event, is a longtime member as well of our CamaroZ28.com community. And good guy and good event. I guess there's going to be a lot of 5th Gen stuff there.
Cool.
And what else? Of course, the big Camaro Superfest July 4th weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm signed up. Did you sign up?
Not yet, but CamaroZ28.com is a sponsor of that show.
Okay.
So we'll definitely be there. we better have our damn cars by then.
I sure hope so.
If we don't.
That's how I signed up with a fifth gen car.
Wait longer. But we'd like to meet as many people out there as well. Maybe we'll even do a podcast remotely from there. Who knows, man? Yeah. We got a lot of future plans. So CamaroSuperfest.com is the event for that. And is a domain name for that. And what else? Anything we can think of? There's NEOCC, which is used to be the Bowling Green event, which is then the Warren event, then the Indianapolis event. Now it's
the Ohio event.
Right. And they've got a domain name hosted on Homestead that I can't remember what it is. But we get plenty more time to talk about that.
Yeah.
So
until September?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a good event.
We'll definitely be talking about it and giving out the address and all that stuff.
Right on.
Couple of things here.
Yeah. A while ago we reviewed these really, really nice storage, like a
heavy duty.
They're not storage boxes.
No.
But they're kind of like what do they call them? Like desk.
I don't know. It's just like a showcase box.
Yeah. Along those lines.
Someone described it to me as more like a jewelry box.
Yeah, it's real similar to that. Or one of the nicest non sealable cigar
humidors that you could find.
Ever seen. Yeah. made by Cypress Classics, and I got this on my desk, and it really makes a difference. It's just a cool, cool product. And if you didn't listen to our review, go back a few podcasts. But definitely check them out at CypressClassicsAuto.com. You can custom order them with any Camaro logo on them. Really cool product. I'm surprised people haven't been talking about them a little bit more. I'm thinking maybe because there's no 2010 Camaros in the driveways as many yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have mine sitting on my desk at work, too, and people walk by and point at it all the time and go, when are you getting your Camaro?
just rub it in. Just make it worse.
Yeah.
Just start saying never. That'll make you feel better, too, because when it actually shows up, it'll be a big surprise.
Yeah.
And we've also made a mentioning before, and we're going to do it again, about CamaroCollection.com. Starting next month, we're going to be giving away Camaro Collection prizes in addition to the usual prizes. Or as part of the usual prizes, I should say.
Yeah.
So check them out, and maybe you can get a little wish list going and maybe pick up some cool stuff because you can order.
There's lots of cool stuff in that store, too.
And a new one that I thought was cool.
Yeah?
A lot of people that didn't get the RS package wanted HID headlights.
Mm-hmm.
One company already has them.
Wow.
Not only do they have them with the headlights, but also for the fog lights.
Oh, for the fog lights, too?
Yeah, and since I already have the RS package with the HIDs, obviously I don't need the headlight upgrade, HID upgrade conversion, but the fog lights, I believe, are just standard incandescent bulbs.
Mm.
So I'm going to give their fog light kit a shot. But the website is bfxenon.com, I believe. Let me verify, because I don't want to give out the wrong address. They're actually a supporting vendor at CamaroZ20.com. They just came on board, and we promised we'd give them a mentioning here. Quality-looking product, and I think it's cool that somebody's already got the jump on them. BF stands for Bright Freakin' Xenon Headlights. Yeah, bfxenon.com.
Good.
They got videos and everything of them turning on. It's cool. It's really cool. Check them out.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot more new parts, but we got to save them for another time.
Yeah. Got to get out and enjoy the rest of this weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Of course, by the time everybody listens to this, it'll be on Memorial Day or after.
Right.
So hope you had a good one.
Yeah, hope you have a good barbecue. it's basically the official kickoff to summer.
It's about time.
Isn't it?
Yep. I'm starting to see more and more Camaros on the road, too. Not mine, yeah, not yours, but people are getting them, so yes. It's only a matter of time.
Yes. Shout out for Tim DeYoung. He got his car this week.
Congrats, buddy.
Oh, man. Lucky bastard.
He's got a smooth lock on it.
Does he?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Can't wait to see that. And we'll probably see him at some of the events this year. And
oh, definitely.
He's a good friend of ours. He runs fifthgen.org. And congrats, Tim.
Okay. Well, you want to go enjoy the rest of the weekend?
You damn straight I do.
Okay, let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We'll see ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.